The Toast or 648.
I like
Kingsway.
Black Lab.
Yeah, Black Lab is fantastic. Yeah. All these independent venues that, you know, it's an expensive city to live in, not to mention an expensive city to rent studio space.
Yeah.
So when you go to these shows, you're not only supporting the artists, you're supporting the venue staying alive.
Yeah.
So vital. Thank you for bringing that up.
Yeah, you got to do it.
You gotta.
This next song is called Cure the Cat.
Yeah.
I saw a cat the other day. She was sitting there, so cute. And I thought, what do I do with the cat that I see in the grass over there with the paws that she licked once but no more? I thought, I said, I'ma go up to this cat, I'ma talk to this cat, and I'ma see what's up. I said, what's up, cat? What's your name? She said, Kira, Kira, Kira the cat. She said, Kira, Kira, Kira the cat. She said, Kira, Kira, Kira the cat. Uh-huh. Kira, Kira, Kira the cat. The stadium goes, Kira, Kira, Kira the cat. It's such a Kira, Kira, Kira the cat. You know it's Kira, Kira the cat. Kira, Kira the cat. Uh-huh. So I shined a light on the cat and she said, look at me, I'm a model. Look at my poses, I took some pictures, and look at me, she said, I'ma walk, I'ma walk, she said, I'ma walk, yeah. Little cat did her strut with her shoulders, it was amazing, because that's what she does, she's amazing. She makes my life better, cause she's Kira the cat, and it's amazing to witness the cat. She goes on and on with her meow, she goes, and it's Kira, Kira, Kira the cat. No, it's Kira, Kira, Kira the cat. I said it's Kira, Kira, Kira the cat. Uh-huh. Kira, Kira, Kira the cat. Uh-huh. And there she was again. Oh no, I knew it was the cat. She was in the clouds again, flying around with the jetpack and stuff. She had a lot of fur. It was shedding around and we ate it. It was cool, cause it tasted like cotton candy. Kira was there, and I thought, oh my god, what do I do if the world is like this and there's a cat and she smells like poo sometimes, but it's okay because she is a cat who loves and she loves so much. She's a petable cat, you pick her up, she purrs the cat. It's Kira, Kira, Kira 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 the cat. It said it's Kira, Kira, Kira the cat. I said it's Kira, Kira, Kira the cat. I said it's Kira, Kira, Kira the cat. Kira the cat. I said it's Kira. Ow! Cat again! Kira the cat! Kira, Kira, Kira the cat! Come on! It's amazing what you do with Kira the cat! It's Kira the cat! Come on!
Meow.
Yeah.
Hold your lighters up. Sing the chorus. What a banger. Beautiful. Shout out to all the cats and all the neighborhood cats out there.
Yes.
They know what's up.
Yeah, they do.
Oh, beautiful. Once again, Spotify, JARAHFEMI.
Thank you.
Jarafemi.
Yeah. Thanks so much, guys.
Do you have any other songs? Or are you good with that?
Yeah, I feel like that's a great closer.
I agree, too. I think it's a pretty banger.
Yeah.
Again, thank you so much, of course, to our artist, Jarafemi.
Mm, thank you.
You can catch him around town when he's performing.
Yeah.
Various venues. Are there any concerts coming up that you'd like to let people know about?
Nope.
Cool. Well, we'll see you on stage soon. And of course, big shout outs to everybody behind the scenes. Thank you so much to Elena, our production
assistant.
Thanks,
Elena.
As well.
Thanks, Connor.
And everybody setting who's going to be getting... Oh, thanks. Yeah, I'm just here all the time. I'm here for y'all. And of course, share this video. And the bottom line being, live in the present, and also be mindful and support your local artist.
Yeah, thanks try so your much, best.
And we'll see you next time.
Bye, everyone.
CGSF would like to welcome you to a new series highlighting local artists and creatives alike. It's Studio 6, featuring live performances and panel discussions. Studio 6 is geared to bringing local content to you via CGSF 90.1 FM at cgsf.ca/studio6. Visit cgsf.ca/studio6 to find the latest performance or discussion. Want to contribute to Studio 6? There are lots of opportunities for brands and groups to join in. Just visit cgsf.ca/studio6 for more info. Thank you.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, online at cjsf.ca, broadcasting from Burnaby, BC, home of McFog the Dog.
Okay, so I'll just do a quick intro, okay. And then we can just get right into it.
Okay, good? Cool. Yeah.
This is a Studio 6 live session with Rude Nala. Welcome to Studio 6.
What's up? What's good?
Do you want to introduce yourselves and then we can get right into your first track?
Okay, yeah. What's up? My name is Rude Nala. I'm an upcoming artist out of Vancouver.
I'm DJ Kai. I'm Rude Nala's DJ.
Know what it is.
Sweet, let's do it.
Let me tell you something. Hold up and let me tell you something. Yeah. I don't think I really want to. I don't think I really know. Yeah. I don't think I really want to. I don't think I really know. But I wanna lay low with you lately. Talking, she ain't real, she a faker. Them niggas tryna act close, but they strangers. Fuck with me and he might put you in danger, yeah. And even when I think about it, I still don't really want to, yeah. And I know that I keep it player, but I still wanna come through. Like, I can't tell what it is, what you got. This feeling got me pacing back and forth. In my head, this dizziness, this feeling got me wasted. I can't tell what it is, what it is, what you got. This feeling got me pacing back and forth. In my head, like dizziness, this feeling got me wasted. Can I be stacking up that cash on the low? And now you can't bring your friends, I don't know. And then I ain't show my plans, baby, scoping. Your vision blurry like a camera, I stay focused. You wanna spend it all on me, wanna blow it. Cash ain't looking tall, that shit short. He got a stack, pass it to me, I'm a sort. He want me at that front, see, run around with that fork. Yeah. My lifestyle be getting crazy, yeah. Asking, do you get that picture? I got the frame for ya. I'm a boss, so I'm not about to change for ya. If you listen, baby, I could put some game on ya. Too late, I'm gone, run back, I'm fall. That cup, I'm pouring, my phone, they blown. On hip, I get it, that's all spaghetti. Cross me, won't let them, that guap, I get it, yeah. I'm just digging to that chase. Walk into the room like I'm the man with the plan. These niggas salty cause they got a stick to the hand. Get into that shit, I'm tryna get to the band. Yeah, I'll be stacking up that cash on the low. And know you can't bring your friends, I don't know. And nigga, I ain't show my plans, they be scoping. Your vision blurry like a camera, I stay focused. You wanna spend it all on me, wanna blow it. Cash ain't looking tall, that shit short. He got a stack, pass it to me, I'm a sort. He want me in that front, see round, round with that boy. Yeah, tell that hoe to get her bands up. When I'm in that closet, throw your hands up, yeah. Ain't no money calling, I won't answer, yeah. Taking your bitch, man, she throw a tantrum, yeah. Ready for it, take patience. Yeah, I got
got the right remedy, like I got patience. I got that spicy before and then it's blazing. Dog about to cop me a riff, look like a spaceship. Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm the line of the pack. Pull up with a licky, by that stick in the stack. Get my pockets fit, I'm about to get to the bag. Whole team getting to that rich from that red. Thank you.
Right into your next one? Or is that two?
No, that was two.
That's two.
Yeah.
Sorry, we'll just edit this out.
All right.
Rudinella live from Studio 6.
Yeah.
Amazing. Good. Thanks for coming in again to do this.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
You've described your work as a celebration of femininity within the traditionally male-dominated hip-hop rap scene. Has that been a challenge for you?
It's definitely been a challenge for me. It's kind of been a rude awakening, you know what I mean? I feel like every industry is mostly male dominated, but with music and stuff, it's like, I feel like just now more and more women are starting to like come out and come up and become like their own bosses. So like, this is like the time for female artists, which is really dope. It's been a challenge, but like also it's a blessing in some ways. So.
Right. And it's important to do, right?
Yeah, it's very important. It's really important.
Do you want to get into the next song from here?
Yeah, for sure.
Cool. Can you tell me anything about this one?
This one is actually, I made it quite a long time ago. It's, again, on like some boss energy, like some female boss energy. Yeah. So it's pretty much just saying like, I'm the big dog, like I'm a big boss, like I'm not mediocre, like I'm not just like, you know, I'm where everyone's at, too. You know, I'm on everybody else's level. Like, it's not saying I'm higher than anyone, but, you know, it's saying I'm on y'all level. Like, I'm a big boss. I'm a big dog. All right, let's get it.
I could get gone. Whole lot of cats, nigga. I'm a big dog. I tell them bring that rain just so that I get pissed off. Yeah. And why she doing that lip talk? Now make that ass clap if you tryna get guac. See a whole lot of green. Hit the gas, no piss. Step on my toes, get the clap. A nigga like a flip. And y'all keep playing, stay in your corner. You can't hang here. I'm catching flights that they get carried like a reindeer. And I ain't playing now cause I'm just getting started. No, this ain't no game. You waste my time, you get the party. Too much running through my head at once, it's crazy. Nigga, hit me up, I ain't coming, I'm lazy. But when it come down to that money, don't keep it waiting. That ice capping and it froze, so how you skating, yeah. Time you waste is spent, I'm in my bag and now I'm running. Shit, they passed me the baton, I had a sprint, I had a run neck. Ain't no pussy, I'm a dog and I don't play that. Jump to a conclusion like a frog, boy, you say that it's okay there, yeah. I stay on by the way tall, ran up a check just so I could get gone. Whole lot of cats, nigga, I'm that big dog. I tell them bring that ring just so that I get pissed off. Yeah, and why she doing that lip talk? Now make that ass clap if you tryna get guap. See a whole lot of green, hit the gas, no piss. Step on my toes, get to clapping, nigga. Yeah, I'm looking side to side and these niggas tryna slide. He said I'm flexing on him, but my confidence ain't pride. Nah, I was never messing with you to begin with. Keep it real, no matter what they say, I'ma win. Now that I'm getting this attention, you ain't really with attention. I'm getting all these eyes, they ain't attention. So listen, soon as I get the guap, I'm missing. He say he want that action, but we ain't never gon' kick it, nah. Yeah, yeah. We ain't never gon' kick it. Yeah.
Right.
Rudinella, amazing. Studio
Thank
6.
You.
You mentioned earlier you're from here. You're from Vancouver.
Yeah.
You actually grew up right here in Burnaby, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I wonder if you can walk us through like your experience of Vancouver's hip hop scene, because it seems like it has grown over the last few years and has changed from what it used to be.
Yeah, it definitely has. I feel like over these last few years especially, it's been growing, like the hip-hop scene in general. When I grew up, I guess kind of I grew up on hip-hop. Mm-hmm. Like my siblings and stuff, they like everybody that I grew up with, we all listened to hip-hop. But outside of like our community, there was really much in terms of that. So definitely I'm seeing a lot more people listening to hip-hop artists, even just like a lot more artists coming up, like so many more than like I've ever seen. So that's pretty cool.
Right, because I can only imagine that, like, growing up listening to hip-hop, you probably weren't listening to a ton of, like, local hip-hop artists.
No, yeah. I was brought up on a lot of, like, old-school West Coast music, like Pac, Corrupt, Warren G, like, mm-hmm. a lot of West Coast stuff. So it's cool seeing, like, Vancouver turn into, like, the Northwest. So, like, we're still West Coast, but, like, we have our whole own area that needs to, we don't really have like a name or like a scene here or like a sound yet. So it's cool seeing everybody work towards that.
Yeah, well, and that's sort of what I wanted to get at is like, do you see that becoming a thing? Like, do you see scene as being able to produce that level of like,
yeah, for sure. Like, people already call us Hollywood North because of like the movies and stuff, TV shows that are being filmed here. Like, there's so much going on, and so I just see it growing, and like in terms of music and stuff like that, I just feel like it'll definitely, it's like it's already growing right now, so in the next few years it's definitely someone from here is gonna pop off, and then we're gonna have our own sound, we're gonna have our own name, we're gonna be just like Toronto pretty much. But yeah, we're getting to that point, so it's cool.
Yeah, excited for it when it happens.
Yeah, for sure.
Cool. Let's get into your next track.
All right, cool.
I be cooking bangers like a oven, and you know I'm super bad, McLovin'. I pray to God now I'm crossing off that checklist. I've been in that fast, been investing like a nexus. I want the paper plane, but I'm never gon' fold. These niggas, they be playing, so I gotta stay cold. I pray to God now I'm crossing off that checklist. I've been in that fast lane, I'm passing like a nexus. I want the paper plane, no, I'm never gon' fold. These niggas, they be playing, so I gotta stay cold. God's plan, I've been working on the low, I'm about to bed. Now I'm getting to the low, fuck a friend. Have this shit just for show, gotta think it, how come they not lit anymore? I'ma kick through the door, come through. I was made for the top, nigga, like the sunroof. Go forth, count it up for me, 2 plus 2. And I'm saying fuck the club, I be hitting the booth. Keep on me on like they playing the news. Nigga, I'm like, nigga, how you think I came from them? I've been working hard, putting my heart in. Pay the way, I'm about to make up for the hardships. Tell my pops, tell my buying all the land that they own. Be the one to change their life, seem like you ain't in. No new day, ain't get lost in. The lifestyle, this money, it be costing. I pray to God, now I'm crossing off that checklist. I've been in that fast lane, I'm passing like a nexus. I want the paper plane, but I'm never gone. These niggas, they be playing, so I gotta stay cold. I pray to God, now I'm crossing off that checklist. I'm in that fast lane, I'm passing like a nexus. I want that paper plane, but I'm never gone. These niggas, they be playing, so I gotta stay cold.
Rude Nala, Studio 6, killing it. You put out your most recent EP, Rudeness, earlier this year.
Yeah.
And, I mean, from my experience with it, there's like a step up from your previous project. It seems like you really, you put in the work or whatever it was. What let you take that step between projects?
Everything just went up, like my level of production. The studio, the mixing, the mastering, like everything just went up. Like I was brought with a lot of really dope opportunities to make good music and to make like industry standard music. So as soon as like I got that connect, I was just in the studio every single day trying to perfect my sound And I was just focused, like really, really focused. And I wasn't, at the time, I wasn't trying to listen to like anybody else's music because I was really trying to find my sound. And like, it's kind of been a journey. So from the last two projects or whatever, that was still kind of me like getting comfortable with it. But now it's just like, okay, I know I found with that last song, Adapt, it was off Rude Awakening. I kind of found my sound. And so this new tape was just about, or the EP, sorry, it was just about perfecting that. And I feel like I did a pretty good job. And now it's like taking it to the next level. I keep saying like I found my sound, but it changes every time I make a new song.
Well, that's what it keeps really it does. Interesting.
Right? Yeah, so like, but like now I'm definitely comfortable on the mic. I know what kind of beats I want. Like, I'm just confident in my voice, I guess, with everything, my music, so.
And with that in mind, what's next for you?
A lot of big things. I mean, like, I think now it's about taking it elsewhere. So, like, I'm based in Vancouver, but I'm trying to just, like, go to other cities, do shows, do pop-up shops, and, like, everything like that. So, it's just taking it to the next level outside of Vancouver. Mm-hmm. So, just reaching out to new people, new cities, and everything like that. So, that would be the next step.
Great. And where can people find you on the internet or wherever?
All my music is out on all platforms, Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube. But social media, I'm on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. So you guys can find me anywhere. Just search up Rude Nala. You can go to Google. Just search up.
Yeah, that
everything's
works.
There. Yeah, just go to Google. Yeah. Search up Rude Nala. Yeah, everything's there.
I saw you did a YouTube lyric video breakdown.
Oh, yeah. That was just for fun. Like, that was just me and Lil, my cousin, but she's also kind of like my left hand, you know, my right hand. I don't know, left, right, whatever. The other hand. Yeah, we just be messing around. So we started a vlog. We're going to be doing a lot more videos, fun videos like that. So look out for that.
Well, thanks to both of you for coming and doing this.
Yeah, for sure. Thanks for having us.
No problem.
That was it. Yeah.
Cool. That's it.
That's it. All right. Bye, y'all. Stay popping. Rudeness. More life, more rudeness.
Awesome.
That's it?
Great. Yeah.
That was really short.
Yeah, it flew by. How long was that?
That was like 17 minutes.
Well,
17 minutes.
It's a short one, I guess.
It's pretty short.
That's cool.
How was it?
It's
what
great.
What do you guys think?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's kind of frustrating.
Thank you for tuning in to Studio 6, the weekly broadcast of in-studio performances recorded here at CJSF 90.1 FM. For video archives of the sessions, please visit our YouTube channel, youtube.com/@CJSFradio, or find out more at cjsf.ca/studio6.
Yo, this is Black Tai Chi, the mic conductor, and you're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM in B Baby BC.
You have tuned in to Open Mic on CJSF Radio, broadcasting from 90.1 FM from Burnaby Mountain, BC.